More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
President Trump holding several meetings in Japan, and now South Korea is his next stop. Correspondent Bill Zimfer with more.
The top issues remain the same in South Korea, North Korea, and trade. But the waters might not be as calm as those the president found in Japan. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has expressed concern over the U.S. control of military operations in South Korea. Moon would like more control over what happens in response to North Korea. The president will also be looking for trade concessions, with the U.S. having a $28 billion trade deficit with South Korea.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross refuting reports that he didn't tell the Senate about business interests with Russian leader Vladimir Putin's immediate family. Ross telling CNBC the reports are totally wrong and that he reported the business interests three times on a financial disclosure form. Former Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner starting a prison sentence today. He'll serve 21 months for sending sexually explicit messages to a 15-year-old girl. This is USA Radio News.
Get the best night's sleep of your life with a MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, and you'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. 100% machine washable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. How can you lose? Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
We told you at the top about the deadly church shootings in Texas yesterday. Well, three people are dead after a church shooting at a church in Fresno, California. Here's Mike Watts with that story.
Police say the boyfriend of Martha Garcia died last night, hours after he and Garcia were shot by Garcia's estranged husband in the parking lot of the St. Alphonsus Church. Officers believe Manuel Garcia shot his estranged wife and her boyfriend in the head after waiting for them to leave the church. Martha Garcia died at the scene. Her husband allegedly texted the couple's daughter to tell her what he had done and then took his own life.
Defense lawyers are expected to begin presenting their case today in a murder trial for the man accused of killing Kate Steinle. Prosecutors in that California trial wrapping up their 2 weeks of evidence against illegal immigrant Jose Garcia Zarate last week. Zarate is charged with second-degree murder in the July 2015 shooting death of the 32-year-old San Francisco woman on San Francisco's Pier 14. Zarate's attorneys claim the shooting was all a big accident. Cleanup's underway after a tornado touches down in western Ohio. The National Weather Service says it was an EF1 twister that clobbered Salina yesterday. Eight people were injured when it struck the city's business district, flattening several stores. And Elton John will receive an award for his foundation's work to fight HIV and AIDS today. He'll be getting the Harvard Foundation's Peter J. Gomes Humanitarian Award. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good afternoon. Weather this afternoon, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Southwest wind 8 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tonight, a chance of showers again and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 38. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tomorrow, a slight chance of rain after 3 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 50. North wind 5 to 7 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Tuesday night, a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 37. North wind around 6 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 52. North wind 6 to 8 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 36.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and my co-host is Tracy Ivey. And this is NAMI's hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no paid staff. We work out of our houses, use our own phones, that sort of thing. And what we try to do is we try to help people who have a mental health issue either find the right services or connect them with somebody that can help them or an organization that can help them. And we also try to help the families or people who are friends with or know the person and are, you know, happy with them or, you know, they've been happy with them for so long and now they have this illness. Try to understand a little bit better what the person is going through. And we do this in various ways. We have a family-to-family class, which is a 12-week course that we teach, which goes over medications, side effects, what to do, what not to do, what not to say in certain circumstances. And we also have a support group, which is held once a month, the third Thursday of every month at 52 East Main Street in Flemington. And you don't have to register for that. You can just come. You don't even have to be a member of NAMI. You just show up. Everything is confidential. All our classes that we teach are all free. There's no charge. The only thing with the class, you have to register because we're only allowed to have a certain amount of people in the class. If you have any questions or want to get more information about anything, you can give us a call at 908-284-0500. It's 908-284-0500. We don't man the phone 24/7, but we have someone who checks it twice a day, and we promise we will get back to you as soon as possible. Today, we are very fortunate to have with us Lloyd Deans. Lloyd, are you there?
Yes. How are you doing today, Larry?
Good. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing good. Am I coming in loud and clear for you?
Yes, you are.
Perfect.
Lloyd works for Vet for Warriors organization. And I can't tell you, it's great to have you on the show because I'm, you know, very interested in that and so on and so forth. But what I'd like to start out with, maybe you can give a little background of your background. I know you're a vet. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and you're probably, oh, I would say 25, 30 years younger than me. So I'm assuming it's Iraq, Afghanistan?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Yeah, mine was NAM, so it's, you know, like I said, 30, 35 years difference.
That's all right. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for yours. So how did you get involved in this type of work?
Wow. So that's a loaded question, and what I mean by that is, so I served my full contract in the military, which was 8 years, 6 active and 2 inactive.
Okay.
And with that said, in the New Jersey National Guard, right, I actually deployed to several flood missions. One in Bound Brook, New Jersey, of course,
mm-hmm.
And deployed to the U.S. border for 3 months, and then I deployed to Iraq as well. But with that said, my girlfriend, now wife, right, has been with me through everything, through basic training all the way up to multiple deployments, and it's more difficult to be, and this is my opinion, but it's more difficult to be a guardsman or reservist than it is to be active duty. Because in active duty, that's your job, right, 24/7, to be a soldier or a Marine. When you're a guard or reservist, you are actually doing a dual component, right? You work full-time, and then you also do your drill once a week, mm-hmm. Once a month, rather,
right.
And then 2 weeks out of the year. Or it depends on what kind of deployment status you're placed on. So with that said, you know, just different challenges with work and being deployed, I decided to look for employment. I was working in the private sector, so this is my first time really in the public sector for the last 6 years, to look for, you know, other type of employment. And something, once I got out in 2013, I wanted to continue kind of servicing, you know, my troopers or my soldiers, right? I wanted
okay.
to find work that was kind of fulfilling that I found in the military. And I, you know, sold I found this job at Rutgers University here for the Vets Wars program. They're looking for combat vets and folks that deployed. I interviewed for it, and 6 years later, you know, I'm here now.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's people a lot of times don't realize that just because someone is in the reserve or National Guard, they do get deployed.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, sometimes it's not always in the best of situations. It's not always the best of, you know, climates and so on and so forth, or circumstances. And, you know, I think that a lot of times people don't realize that National Guard and, you know, reservists put a lot of time in, you know, because they're doing a dual thing. Like you said, your full-time job and then, you know, you're a couple of weeks in the summer and once a month, you know, you're going to, you know, training and such.
That's right. And not include your family as well, right? So, you know, I'm a husband and father as well. So, you know, that all plays. And then your family misses you, right?
Sure.
So, you know, that also has a lot to do with the kind of decision I made to find this type of job and mm-hmm. continue my service.
It's all voluntary at this point. You decided to sign up for the National Guard after 6 or 8 years in active.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Tracy. Is that correct?
This is Tracy. Yes.
How you doing? I'm sorry. I just had a little difficulty hearing your question. Say one more time, please.
Sure. I just want to make sure I heard you correctly. And you were on active duty for 6 to 8 years.
No, I'm sorry. Then I was in the National Guard for 8 years, my full contract. 6 years active and 2 years inactive.
Okay, since you fulfilled the contract, then after that, are you still in the National Guard?
No, I'm not. I'm no longer in the National Guard.
Got it.
But I'm still serving my battle buddies, as I would say, by working for this Vets Wars program. I'm still helping my teammates transition back to civilian life peacefully.
Okay.
Great. You know, I remember there used to be a vet-to-vet program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is the Vet for Warrior the replacement to that program?
So if we're speaking about the same program, the New Jersey Vet-to-Vet program,
right,
it's still around and is live and kicking and is as effective as ever. And it's because of the New Jersey Vet-to-Vet program, it's the reason why Vets Wars was created, because of the success that the New Jersey Vet-to-Vet program had at the state level or mm-hmm. have at the state level. Vets Wars was introduced to be the same type of program but for the national audience.
Oh, okay. I just thought it may have replaced it. You know, I didn't realize that they were both still, you know, active, you know.
Yep.
So that's
one
good
is
to
state
know.
And one is national. That's correct, yeah.
So how did Vet for Warriors, you know, how long has it been in existence now?
So we've been in existence for about 6 years now. We started in 2011. It actually all started out of the Fort Hood crisis that was going on back then.
Mm-hmm.
And
And
again, based off the New Jersey model, everyone was kind of scrambling, trying to find some type of, you know, mental health or support for our soldiers. And again, New Jersey was doing a good job, but Frank Lautenberg, Senator Lautenberg, was really responsible for getting the initial funding together for this Vets Wars program. So we started 2011 with the National Guard Bureau, and then a couple years after that, we transitioned to the DOD, and then a couple years after that, the state of New Jersey picked us up. So it kind of goes to say to you, you know, what kind of valuable resources we have here at Vets Wars for a state to pick up a national program.
Right, right. What was I going to say? I lost my train of thought there. When you get a call, what is the procedure with that call? Do you just let the person speak, or do you, you know... You know, what happens then is what I'm trying to say. All right, I call for Warriors, and I receive you. Okay, what happens now?
Right, so we like to find ourselves in a new space, and I call it like the concierge service space, only because each of our clients, each of our callers are different, right? We have personalized services, right, just basically depending upon what Larry is looking for. And so to your earlier point, yes, you know, if you're calling in and let's just say, hey, you know, Loy, I need some help with my resume. Is that something you can help me with? Sure, I can help you with your resume, right? Let's kind of get that started, that process started. Here's an email, send it to me, I'll look it over, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
We try to meet the caller, you know, at where they are, right? And also, just so you know, we're housed out of Rutgers University Behavioral mm-hmm. Healthcare. With that said, we are certified and trained in what's called the RPS model, reciprocal peer support, and there are four tasks to that, right? And so the first task would be connection. So, you know, you call, we're having a conversation, you know, at some point or sometimes, let's say, for example, I had the experience with a Marine called me up and he wanted to speak to another Marine. No problem. One of the special things about our program is that we have employees here from all branches, so
okay.
and family members. So if you want to call and speak to an Air Force individual, you can get that as well. And so we kind of meet the caller or the client where they are. And so if they are calling and they're emergent, and less than 3% of our phone calls are emergent, we do have licensed clinicians that work with us as well 24/7. So we're able to field those type of calls. To give you a feel of what an emergent call is, a couple months ago we had to call a rescue on one of our battle buddies in Florida because he was exhibiting some suicidal ideation.
Okay.
So we had to get the police involved and kind of make sure they go out to do a well and rescue. And so, again, it all depends on the type of call, the mood or the kind of characteristics the client is kind of displaying to us on the phone call. But, yeah, our phone calls go from 0 to 60 sometimes rather quickly. And I shouldn't say there's, you know, an easy call, but, you know, we have challenging calls daily.
Sure. I would imagine you do.
I'm surprised to hear it sounds like you have a pretty large staff there.
Yes. So we're about, I think, close to 50 now, right? We're 24/7. And the one thing I will say, Tracy, that makes our program different from any other program out there is that when you call or chat in with us, you speak to another vet within 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no voicemail. There's no phone prompts. You don't press one. You don't do any of that. You just call and speak to another individual right away.
Wow.
You in the same room as Alicia?
No, not at this point. No, I'm not.
Okay.
But I know where Alicia is, and she's great.
Yeah. I've known her a long time.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Many, many years. But anyway, now, what are the services that you do provide?
So what we do provide at its core is personalized services, right? Peer support, meaning you can call here, and we're able to direct you to vetted resources, or we're able to set or do some case management, quite frankly, and able to help set you with goals and things that you need to get accomplished. Another hallmark of our program is that we do callbacks. So let's just say, Larry, you had a question. You call into our program
right.
and say, let's just say, for example, you had, a financial question or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you call in. It's not like we're going to say to you, okay, Larry, you can call USA Cares. You know, here's the eligibility criteria for them. Give them a call. Thanks. Have a good day. Right?
Right.
We'll kind of go through what it is or the reason that you're looking for financial, you know, help, care needs, because it helps us to identify the resources that you might be able to fit better. We'll then, you know, provide that information to you. If we don't have the information available, we'll do our own research on our end and give you a call back with that. But let's just say for the sake of argument, we do have the resource identified. We'll give it to you. And then we'll set a callback date for you. So we'll say, okay, we'll call you back in a couple of days just to make sure that everything works out. And at that point in the conversation, you can say, hey, Lloyd, you know, that resource sucked, or it was good, thank you very much. And we'll kind of take the conversation from there. So we have an ongoing relationship with our clients until they say to us, you know what, Lloyd, thank you very much. You know, you've done everything I've asked, and I no longer need your services.
And how long normally on a norm does the average, I don't know what you want to call it, client, have your service for? Or it varies, or?
It definitely varies, because we have a client now that we've been speaking to for over 3 years.
Okay.
And then we have clients that call in and just needed to vent at that point, and then, you know, they don't want to call back or any type of follow-ups. So it definitely varies.
So, Lloyd, do you have any walk-in services, or everything is done over the phone?
Yes, everything is done over the phones. We do not have any walk-in services, but something that we are looking to pioneer in the near future is video chat, video conference.
Okay.
And we have the the capability. We do have the technology for it right now, but what we're trying to develop currently is the policies and procedures behind that, because with video conferencing, you know, there's going to be a lot of liabilities with that.
Sure.
And so we want to make sure that if Larry says, hey, you know, I want to do a video conference with one of your pairs, well, we want to make sure that we're speaking to Larry, right? So we might ask for a little bit more information than we normally would with a client, right? Because
mm-hmm.
we want to make sure we protect Larry and ourselves as well. Again, another hallmark to our program is that you can be anonymous calling, right? You can call in and you don't necessarily have to tell us your name. We just want to make sure we're able to help you and to kind of resolve whatever issues you may have. Part of the premise of our program is really trying to get to the individual before it becomes a crisis.
Now, out of curiosity, and this is something that just popped in my head, on an average, I assume it's an eight-hour shift you do?
I would love to do an eight-hour shift, but yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, 10 hours, 12 hours.
I mean, it varies, right? You have your longer days and you have your shorter days, so I guess it all works itself out.
On an average,
right.
What is the amount of phone calls you get in one of those shifts?
Well, what I can tell you is weekly we do, and this, our new slide's about to change, we're at 1,200 calls a week right now.
Wow.
So, and again, we do incoming, or we do outgoing rather, and we take incoming calls. So because we can control the outgoing calls, we can kind of slow down or increase depending upon the tempo of incoming calls we have coming into us.
Okay. That's interesting because, you know, 1,200 calls a week is quite a number.
Yeah, you know. Look, you know, I got to tell you, Larry, we've come a long way. And part of the reason for our success, you know, quite frankly, is our director, retired Major General Mark Graham. He's brought, you know, a whole new way of doing business to our program. And then with that, in addition to New Jersey taking over ownership of our program or at least provided funding, you know, New Jersey basically said, hey, you know, we're going to provide funding for you guys and, you know, do what you need to do to get the job done. You know, and quite frankly, we didn't get that type of support when we're on the federal side. You know, and I'm not here
right.
to knock the federal, you know,
no, I understand.
DOD by any means. But, you know, we were under different types of constraints versus the state, you know. And so, for example, we weren't able to do our own marketing, you know, when we were with DOD. But now with the state, they're saying, hey, you know, go ahead, do your outreach programs. You know, go speak to Larry on the phone. On the radio, and just make sure the word gets out. So we're finding a lot of goodness in being with the state of New Jersey right now. We're thankful for that.
If I can go back a bit here, in the beginning you said you were in the, you know, National Guard. Now, that has got to be, from my understanding, I wasn't in the National Guard, obviously, but it's got to be, like you said, difficult because you're having a job and a social life and also dealing with the military.
Yes.
And I would think that when you have to go away for a couple of weeks during the summer, that's got to be difficult because you're going from one life to another.
It's not your vacation.
Yeah, it's not a 2-week vacation.
Is that your vacation? Right.
I know for a fact because a number of times when I was in the service, we had National Guard troops come for their 2-week stint, and they didn't go easy on them. They busted
right.
their chops, you know. And I would imagine that it's kind of difficult because that 2 weeks – they have to, you know, process all that's thrown at them.
That's correct.
And, you know, some people can't do that, you know, or can't do it easily, you know.
Right.
So I understand that that's pretty difficult. And, you know, you go one day, you know, a month or something like that. Was it one day a month or what?
2 weeks out of the summer, and yes, 1 weekend out of the month.
One weekend out of a month, okay. So that's 1 weekend out of every month, you're back in the military, and then come Monday, you're back in civilian life.
That's right.
And that crossover's got to be very difficult, I would think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's definitely difficult in a lot of parts. And I'm going to try to answer that question in multiple ways. And the first way I can say is that, you know, the National Guard has changed, right, from the joke of a weekend warrior. It's no longer a weekend warrior any longer. The National Guard, reservists, are an active component of our active duty military right now. You know, we are deploying frequently and rapidly, right? And so it's no longer, you know, a situation where folks say, oh, I'm in the National Guard and I'm not going to go anywhere. Oh, no, you're going to go somewhere.
Right.
You know, whether it's combat, you know, Africa is on the horizon right now. There's a lot of different conflicts going on. So now, in terms of the 1 weekend out of the month, like, and I'll give you the example of when I was getting ready to deploy in 2008 to Iraq, you know, that week, that 1 weekend of the month started becoming the whole entire month, right, or every weekend out of that month, because as you're getting ready to deploy, the training increase, your time that's needed increase, and the time away from your family increases as well. So, you know, I'm not going to say that the 1 weekend a month and the 2 weeks of the summer is not true. Yeah, that's true, but there's other additional things that you need to do that is not in the commercials.
Right,
not in the TV commercials. Your recruiter's not telling you about it. And, yes, it's extremely difficult to kind of put on one hat and then turn around and then go
put
back to business
one.
Or go back to corporate
and
America
like
the next day.
Yeah, and like you said, virtually.
But, I mean, it becomes a way of life, right? You get used to it. I mean, it is what it is, right? You signed up for it, so you kind of know what you need to do. But in the same token, it's very challenging. You have to be very organized, especially when you have a family. The commitment level, you know, as you grow in rank and get promoted, you know, increases. So there's a lot of demand there. My coworker, Fatima Aguilar right now, Lieutenant Aguilar right now, she was just deployed to Puerto Rico, right? And she has family and everything else like that. So, you know, I watched her as she went through her organization notes in terms of making sure she's taking care of different things before she was deployed. So, you know, there's a lot to being in the National Guard and having a full-time job.
Right. So you're on call in a way, and you don't have control over that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And how does the average civilian job put up with that?
Well, you know, luckily for us here in our program, you know, we do have folks, we do have staff members that are still active. We understand, we get it. Rutgers University as a whole is very understanding of that. I think most, you know, civil service, you know, jobs are understanding of that, like the police and fire. Right. I think now, especially after 9/11, unfortunately, I think most companies understand now the call to service. Right. They understand that there's less than 1% of the population serve in our voluntary force. So, you know, when they have employees that say, hey, I've got to go on drill or something like that, my assumption is that most employees now post 9/11 are confident in their employees and they understand what they need to do. So I think companies overall are supportive of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I would hope so. You know, I'm sure that every now and then you run across one that isn't as you know adaptable.
You're right.
But you know,
you're right.
Unfortunately, but it's just you would hope that they were. You know.
Question: since we're talking so much about the National Guard, do you get a lot of calls from people who have that joint life? They're civilians in the National Guard as opposed to combat veterans.
Yes. Absolutely. And just, you know, the fact that, you know, when it comes to suicide rates, right, there's a higher suicide rate among soldiers that have not deployed, right, versus the combat vets. But with that said, yes, you know, we received a call, this is a while back now, of a soldier. He was going into basic training, and he was a Marine, actually, and he just wanted to know what it was like or what he was about to get himself into. And he called up, and he just happened to be speaking to another Marine on the phone, and he was kind of able to walk that individual through, you know, what he was in for. So anxieties, absolutely, is one of those things where we get a lot of phone calls on as well.
Do you get is there more prominent issues that you get calls about as opposed to, you know, just wanting to know what it's like to be in the military?
Yes. So, by overall, our number one presenting issue or reason for call is loneliness. Right.
Okay.
Relationship issues is also in our top five. Financial is in our top five. Depression as well, and anxieties. But overall, loneliness is probably one of the top reasons folks are calling us, especially some of our battle buddies out in some of the states where, you know, it's not as populated as some.
Right, right.
So PTSD, where does that fit on the spectrum?
Yes, PTSD is in our top five, too. I'm sorry. That's also up there. Yep, okay. Absolutely.
You know, it's ironic, but there's been studies done, and they found that 80% of vets with PTSD never saw combat.
Mm-hmm.
And the studies attribute it to going from a regimented life in the military, you know, up at a certain hour, do this, eat at a certain hour, go up, you know, lights out at a certain hour, to going back to being a civilian where they have to make most of the decisions themselves.
Right.
And, you know, I found that just kind of a shock that 80% of the vets with PTSD never saw combat. And yeah. When you think about it, I can understand it, you know, because you are coming out of a regimented situation where you didn't have to, basically, you didn't have to think, what am I going to do next? Because you were told what you're going to do next, you know.
Right.
And, you know, depending on your rank, obviously, you know, but say under sergeant, you know, if you're a corporal or below, you know, whatever they did, they told you, well, you do this and you do this and yada, yada. And that was that, you know. So I just found it very enlightening because now that person who's been, say, for 2, 3, 4 years told to do something every day and when to do it and how to do it and yada, yada. Now they have to come out and sometimes they have a family. Sometimes, yeah. You know, they have to find a job. They have to be able to, you know, support the family. They have to be able to have a place to live. And, you know, all this, and it just, like, builds up. And they, some of them, you know, it just gets to them, you know.
Yeah.
And it, when you have somebody that calls with PTSD, what is your usual procedure for that, for lack of a better word?
No, that's a great question. I mean, at the end of the day, right, we're having conversations with our clients, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as we sort through the conversations and, you know, really try to identify if their, you know, their PTSD is from the transition from active duty to civilian life or is it from, you know, seeing combat or whatever, depending upon whatever the issue is, we will definitely crosswalk that with our clinicians as well, right? We get our clinicians involved and just try to see what the best solution would be for that client. So in our world here of peer support and at Vets Wars, it's a team that's helping out each client, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no one peer that's, you know, really taking on a huge toll of, you know, maybe someone calling with severe PTSD, taking that on, you know, by themselves. So I would say, you know, depending upon the actual issue and the reasoning, you know, of the call, we would kind of sort it through or bounce it off each other, bounce it off that clinician, and really try to find the best place. You know, do we need to try to get, are they connected with the VA? Do we need to try to encourage them to go back to the VA, right, and see a therapist? Because at the end of the day, we want to make sure folks are connected with the VA, right? In the military, my own personal joke is like the military breaks you, but the VA fixes you, right? And so if you come out of the of active duty service, we want to make sure that you're hooked up with the VA, you know how to file claims and things of that nature.
And, you know, it's funny because, ironically, depending on why you go to the VA, some vets aren't accepted.
That's right.
I wasn't accepted.
Mm.
And all I wanted was medical, you know. And they told me I made too much money.
Mm.
Because I owned my own house and, you know, had a job and yada, yada.
Wow.
And I said, you got to be kidding. You know?
Wow.
And they said, no, I'm not kidding. You know, it's nothing personal, but you earn too much money. I
right.
said, earn too much money? You know, are you for real or what?
I wish, right?
I'm supporting 4 kids and a mortgage. What do you, wow. you know, come on, give me a break.
Yeah.
You know, but no, and, you know, I never went back. You know, and I find that it's sad that that happens.
Yeah.
You know,
and what I would say to that, you know, unfortunately, you know, so me personally, I've never had a bad experience with the VA. And again, in my opinion, I think the VA just suffers from bad branding, right?
Yeah. Because
they do great work. And I will also say that it's because of the Vietnam vets, because of their advocacy, just because of the things that they've been through coming back home, right? I think because of what they've done in terms of trying to make sure that the future soldiers, the future warriors are taken care of, I think that the VA is in a much better place now, right, just in terms of some of the services they provide. So when I came out of the Guard, you know, I had up to 5 years to get things done and mm-hmm. taken care of. And if I had a claim or something like that, then, you know, of course, it gets suspended. But I know all that is because of the work that the Vietnam vets kind of had to put down earlier on to ensure that we have these type of benefits now.
Right, right. Well, I haven't gone back to try because I figured right now I don't need it, you know, so, you know,
right.
But if I ever need it, I may go back and give them a shot at it, you know.
Right, absolutely.
Now you said before that a caller can remain anonymous.
Yeah.
And if the person chooses to remain anonymous, that means you don't call them back then, right?
Right, absolutely. But in the same token, we have folks that we have the same cell phone number because it comes up on a call ID, and they've given us like two or three different names, right? And mm-hmm. we get it. And what we like to think is that 9 times out of 10 or such, this might be a senior enlisted person, right?
Okay.
That's just trying to get some things taken care of without really divulging too much information about them, you know, themselves. You know, we're
right.
not here
right.
To judge, right? We're just here to try to help resolve some issues. But yeah, you know, we hardly probe, you know, with someone on their name or anything like that. We just want to make sure that they're getting whatever they need to get across to us, you know, down, and then we interpret it correctly, and then we're providing an accurate and on-time solution for them.
Okay.
Okay. So let's ask, who is eligible for your services? Could a family member call you, or is it only the vet that you can speak to?
It's a great question. So we provide services to active duty soldiers, veterans, families, and caregivers. So pretty much the entire military spectrum. We also provide services to dishonorable discharge vets as well. The tricky part with that is that, you know, finding them care within the federal system, within the VA system, that might accept their discharge, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyone's eligible. And what you'll find different about our program versus other programs, there's some programs, quite frankly, won't talk to you because you're not 9/11. So, for example, Larry couldn't call, right, because he's not from the whole post 9/11 deployment,
right,
for lack of a better term, the Iraq-Afghanistan individuals, or the operation Desert Storm, rather, I apologize,
mm-hmm.
Tour, right? So we find ourselves in situations where there's other programs that won't speak to you or give you services because you don't fit their criteria.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have any criteria here. Again, you know, we ask different questions, right? So we try to probe our callers just to make sure that, hey, we're speaking to someone that's a vet, right? Because, of
right.
course, anyone can call in and maybe say or allege, right, that they're a veteran, but we kind of try to ask leading questions just to see if they know what they're talking about, and then do our best we can to serve them with whatever solutions we have for them.
You know, it's ironic because before we went on the air, pardon me, Tracy and I were talking, and I had mentioned that on this past Saturday, the local hospital put on a vets fair, and they had all these, you know, tables and everything, and NAMI, which I'm, you know, been a member of for many years, I had a table there I manned. And I couldn't believe a lot of the services that were there for people, you know. And not, you know, things that you would normally think about. You know, there's a service that I forget how it's called, but it's something like Vets to Chew and Eat or something to that effect. And what they do is they two times a week or, you know, like 3 times a month, something like that. The vets come and they help cook meals.
Nice.
And what they do is then they give them the meals, whatever's left, to take home, and the recipes on how to do it. And
nice.
It's like, you know, it helps them, you know. And the lady that founded it and is running it, she's a vet, and she suffers from PTSD. And she says, I've never seen combat, you know. And it was the transition from being a young individual in the military and then coming out, you know, she was in the Army, I believe, and came out, you know, like 6 years later and having to do all this stuff, you know. So it was kind of interesting. I never heard of that. There was another one that a lady that was co-founder and owner of I forget, it's like Spring for the Rains or something like that. And it's about horses that the vets come and they, you know, meet with the horses and they, you know, everything is, you know, quiet and, you know, they can ride if they want or they can just, you know, pet the horse and talk to them and so on and so forth, which I thought was pretty cool, you know.
Yep.
And it's all these different things that is available, you know, to people that may not know about, you know.
Right.
And that's the whole thing, you know, like they all wanted to come on, you know, wanted to come on the radio because they figured that a lot of people don't know what's going on with that, you know, they don't know their group, you know, is in its existence. So I thought that was pretty, you know, interesting, you know.
And you know, Larry, I'm so glad you brought that up. And that's kind of another reason why Vets Forums is around, right? And so there's easily over 42,000 resources out there for veterans and military. Well, veterans, right? The military mm-hmm. are pretty much secured, right? If you're active duty soldiers, you have a lot of resources available to you. But in terms of the veteran community, there's over 42,000 resources available. There are, you know, not-for-profits all around.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that challenge is, as a soldier transitioning now, right, it's like getting, and I'm going to coin the phrase my director says all the time, it's like getting hit with a fire hydrant of information. Right? Just, you know, you can go here, you can get this, you can do that. And so what we do here is kind of break it down into garden hoses, right? We try to break it down, the information down for our clients into small bites of information that they can use that's relevant to them. And then if they need something else, we can provide that for them as well. So we kind of help, again, with the personal concierge approach to kind of identify exactly what they need and try to get them into that direction.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, it really is.
Yeah. It must be very rewarding, too, to think of how many people you're helping on a daily basis.
Yes, it is. You know, so I come from the private sector. I come from pharmaceutical. And so, you know, the company made a lot of money. And, you know, we got, you know, received bonuses and everything like that, which is great. But coming to the public sector side is different, right, because you're actually touching someone's life, right? You're actually hearing thank you. You're actually hearing, like, you know, I don't know what I would have done without you guys. You know, it's that human touch that makes that much of a difference. And I got to tell you, I would take that reward and that sense of value any day over, you know, not knowing how the client or the end consumer of a pharmaceutical item, how they're going to react to that, right? So I think the public sector, for me, is definitely a rewarding experience, and I'm glad I'm here right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny, Lloyd, because what you just said, people ask me all the time, Larry, why do you do what you do? Why do you do the radio show and teach classes and give presentations and run support groups for people with mental illness? And I say that if I can help one person get through their situation and go on with their life, then it's well worthwhile.
Absolutely.
And I don't have a, you know, a problem with that at all, you know, and it's just, you know, and it's so rewarding sometimes to have people say, you know, well, like at one of these things that I was at with the table, guy came up to me and said, Larry, he says, thank you so much. He says, you helped me, you know, get some of the things that I needed by, you know, you gave me this and this and this. And I went and they helped me. Thank you. And I just, you know,
Larry, I know so many people who you've helped. It's amazing.
Well, you know, but the thing is that, you know, they say, you know, at your age, you know, I won't tell you my age, but what are you laughing at, Tracy? But But, you know, they said, well, you know, you're still doing all this stuff. Yeah. I mean, you know, what was I going to do? Sit home and watch As the World Turns? You know, that's right. Not going to happen.
Oh,
you know?
So you're showing your age now, Larry.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, that's not going to happen. So, you know, but it's just I have to ask the question. I've been hesitating. Are there some callers you just can't help? And why if you can't?
Oh, that's a very good question, and I'm really trying to think of the best way to answer this, right? And yes, right. And I don't want to say we can't help them, but they might need additional services that we just can't provide right now, right? So mm-hmm. they might need more of a severe medical service, right? Or services that we just can't do on the phone,
right.
You know. But on our part, we will make sure that we get that individual to the services that we think they need, right? We will mm-hmm. we will never, like, cut a client off the phone, right, okay. unless you're, like, drunk or belligerent or something like that, right?
Right, right.
But just in terms of someone's, you know, have, like, a severe mental illness
mm-hmm.
or something of that nature, right, we, number one, get them connected with our licensed clinician here. And then we really try to drill down into the services in their local community that we kind of reach out to, you know, either the hospital or whatever is needed to kind of make sure that they get hooked up with care, specialty services, rather.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we do have a lot of challenging calls, Larry. I'm not going to lie to you, man. And that's what kind of makes our day not boring but exciting, right, because we have to kind of make sure that we dig down deep and maintain and hold on to our clients and make sure that we get them to the right places.
That's, you know, that's awesome. You had mentioned earlier, way back, you know, half hour or more ago.
Right.
Who are some of the Vet for Warrior supporters?
Okay, yeah. So, again, you know, coming out of the DOD into the state, right, now we're able to partner and work with a lot of folks. Some of our partnerships include, like, USAA,
okay.
DAV, Disabled American Veterans,
mm-hmm.
Prudential, AT&T, Sanofi Pharmaceuticals, Home Depot. I mean, the list goes on and on. Even Stevenson's Institute of Technology, right? So, and then we have, you know, individuals that want to partner with. We just received a call today from a law firm that wants to help us, you know, with vets that might be in trouble or something like that. They want to do some pro bono work. So we do continuously have calls for folks that want to partner with us as well.
And what does partnership consist? I mean, are you talking about they give money or, like, in the case of Home Depot, maybe they're helping to provide jobs or what?
That's right. It's so funny you said that. So we're actually working with Home Depot right now, okay. putting on a blog on our website in terms of the jobs that they're providing. But in the cases of, like, Prudential definitely funds Best Wars, or they contributed in terms of some funding for our program, and so have others, like Sanofi Pharmaceuticals as well. We are a 501c3 company program, so... You know, we're always looking to diversify our portfolio. All of our employees here are paid employees by Rutgers University, so we take our work here very seriously. But, yeah, we're always in the market for donations, definitely, if that's what you're asking, Tracy.
No, well, I was curious how they contribute, whether it was all financial or, you know, jobs, or, as you mentioned, the law firm now that may try to do some pro bono work.
Yep, and in the case of, like, Prudential... For example, Prudential is awesome. I mean, all of our supporters are awesome, but Prudential not only, you know, donated some funds to our program, but they have also hooked us up directly with other companies and other programs to say, hey, look, you know, this is a veteran-friendly company. You know, we have a contact here at this level. You know, we're going to put you guys together to see what kind of synergy you have. So we have supporters like Prudential, like Sanofi, that not only do they contribute financially, but they also ensure that we're being connected with like-minded companies throughout the state and throughout the country as well.
So do you actually have a list of veteran-friendly companies? Is that a public list? Or?
Not on our website, per se, that we have a list of veteran-friendly companies. For us right now, it's really based off of some of our major supporters, and again, I use Prudential because they're great, but they look to put us in contact with other companies that they know, you know, would help us in our space. For example, we were just at Johnson & Johnson last Thursday for the 2017 Call to Service Veteran Leadership Council Summit, which was great. It was well attended, and, you know, they learned about our program. Our director spoke there, and, you know, we're hoping to see if there's any synergy moving forward.
Can I let's see. I was going to – I'm getting old, man. It's just thoughts that go right out of my head.
That's right.
Maybe you can help me with that. No, what I was going to say was if you ever need something from NAMI in Hunterdon County – please don't hesitate. You know, you have my email. Okay. You know, Alicia can give you my phone, you know, my cell number because I don't want to give it out over the air. But,
okay.
You know, she can give it to you. You know, if you ever need anything or we can help you with in Hunterdon County, please don't hesitate. You know, reach out to us because I'd be more than happy to help if we could, you know.
Well, thank you for the offer. And then what I'll tell you is that we're not shy here.
Okay.
You might be getting a call sooner than you think.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that at all.
Yeah, but we appreciate it, and we're thankful for that. You know, we need as many – you know, we go by the mantra, you know, one size does not fit all, right? And
right.
Meaning that it takes a village. So whether it's a national or a local partner, you know, we look to kind of embrace everyone that's going to help us to deliver our message, you know, and to ensure that no stone is left unturned when it comes to supporting our military and veteran community. So thank you for that.
Not a problem. And like I said, you know, it's vets have to look out for each other, you know.
That's right.
So, you know, like I said, don't hesitate. And Alicia can give you my cell number and home number. You know, and you have my email. At least I think you still have it, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, if someone wanted to call Vets for Warriors, how would they go about it?
Sure. So our direct number is 855-838-8255. And I'll just repeat that one more time. It's 855-838-8255. Or they can go to our website, vets4warriors.com. That's vets4warriors.com. And you can speak to us live on chat 24/7 as well, or you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, or Instagram at Vets for Warriors. Again, we're available 24/7. You'll speak to a live individual. No phone tree, no prompts, no voicemail.
That's awesome.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. Is there anything you'd like to cover in the last 3 minutes that we have?
Man, just really thank you for this opportunity. Again, we always looking for like-minded individuals to kind of help spread the good word about what we're doing here at Vets for Warriors. If anyone listening knows of someone or themselves need to speak to us about, you know, things from A to Z, please give us a call. Feel free to give us a call, and I guarantee that we'll get you in the right place.
All right, and that number was 855-838-8255?
That's correct.
Okay. Lloyd, I thank you so much. And know one thing for a fact.
Thank you, Lloyd. So
thank you, Tracy.
You're going to come back again.
Oh, please. Absolutely. I would love to.
I'm going to reach out again, and you're going to come back. You know. So, but thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I hope your boss doesn't get mad at you.
No, not at all. He's encouraging this behavior.
Okay. Well, then,
thank you so much.
Then you can tell him I'm going to encourage you to come back again. So,
all right, you got it.
You know, so I appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you soon. And remember,
all right, you got to take care.
Take care now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And remember now, mental health really does matter, folks. See you next week, same time, same station.
Well, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro